Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Have you ever been to Buffalo, Tim?
My wife grew up in Buffalo.
Oh, well, there you go.
I have never been, no. Wow. Nor do I ever really have any desire to go to Buffalo.
There's no relatives of Buffalo on your wife's side?
There are not.
No reason to take a trip?
Nope.
Okay.
Really? Nope. So, no need.
How old was she when they left Buffalo?
She was 5th grade, so 10.
Oh, okay. All right, so she remembers Buffalo.
Yeah. She speaks fondly of Buffalo.
I thought you were going to say she speaks Buffalo. What? What?
Buffalese.
Why were they there, or why did they leave?
My mother-in-law went back to school, and she went to the University of Buffalo to get her degree.
Okay. All right. So no real fond memories, and apparently nobody wants to go there because the Steelers are trying to make a deal with the Bills, right? Or is that just
didn't happen.
Rumored?
Well, last night was rather impressive what happened. So I'm watching SportsCenter. It's like 11:30 Eastern, 10:30 Milwaukee time. And I see the Ian Rappaport tweet come across. The Steelers are closing in on a deal to send Antonio Brown to the Bills. There it is. So everybody on Twitter is going nuts about Antonio Brown going to the Bills. What does it do? Is he going to enjoy Buffalo? I think I saw a couple people put out the crying Jordan meme with Antonio Brown's face on it. Everything that you could imagine. And I continue to watch SportsCenter, and, 15 minutes goes by, and, Ian Rappaport's NFL Network, so they probably are trying to get Schefter on the case, and still nothing. So the 11 p.m. SportsCenter ends, and that leads into Van Pelt Center. And I'm obviously Scott Van Pelt's going to lead the show with Antonio Brown, and he does his little tease, and he's talking about, Kyler Murray and Giannis or whatever, and nothing about Antonio Brown, nothing on the crawl. And I'm thinking, well, this is a bit bizarre. Ian Rappaport's a pretty credible guy.
And it was reported, 15, 20 minutes ago?
We're getting close to an hour at this point.
Oh, okay. All right.
So at this point, if you're Adam Schefter or whoever, you want to try to get on this and try to make sure that you're doing your guy's job. You're reporting the biggest trade ever.
Well, it's
really, not the biggest trade ever.
I think Babe Ruth was a bigger trade.
All right, relax, relax.
Stay in football. Jesus. I think Y.A. Tittle is still bigger. Fine, but okay.
A big trade.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was completely false. Not true at all.
Kareem to the Lakers may have been a bigger deal, with the Bucks, but it's the biggest deal going on right now. So
how wrong is Adam Schefter? He's never wrong, right?
I mean, Adam Schefter was not wrong. Ian Rappaport was wrong.
Ian. Oh. I'm sorry. Okay.
Ian Rappaport is wrong quite often.
Okay, that makes more sense. Okay.
often, you say.
Yeah. Adam right. Schefter then said, Buffalo has spoken to Pittsburgh about a potential trade for Antonio Brown, as has a handful of teams. Those talks occurred only in recent days. A source this morning called Brown to Buffalo trade unlikely. Not out of the question, but at the time, unlikely. Another source, this from Schefter, I don't think the Bills trade was ever close to happening.
Whoa.
This is an old story. It was dead on Wednesday. Oops. Huh.
So they've got their insiders. They get their.
This is all just to feed the beast.
It seems like it, doesn't it? Like, wouldn't this be great?
Pro Football Talk. Mike Florio just got a couple texts on the report of Antonio Brown done deal trade to Buffalo. Source calls reports erroneous. Says a deal to Bills is not even close. Jason Lockenfora, CBS Sports. The Bills are nowhere close to trading for Antonio Brown, and the Broncos and Cardinals and Jets were never in it. Be careful what you read these days, folks. It gets more ridiculous by the day, especially in some parts.
Okay, so I guess it comes down to a who can I trust, right?
Usually, that's the whole thing. It's like, what's the ramifications? Is Ian Rappaport going to get a slap on the wrist? No, of course not. You just try to break the story, and he was wrong.
But eventually, if you keep, you know, saying the Japanese attack San Diego, you know, no one's going to believe
that's
you
a,
when you...
That's a, yeah. Hey, hey, Ian, if you're shooting 30% from the field, that's all right by us. Just keep taking those shots, all right? It's like right. Ethan Happ from the free throw line.
Sooner or later, he's not going to have a job. It's going to fly. He's just based their living on credibility.
I just love, you know, now Rappaport's going to have to continue to, you know, go on TV and be like, well, this is what I heard. And,
based on credible sources.
He's going to defend it.
Again, I think we forget about it by 5 o'clock today, to tell you the truth.
Not by 10 o'clock this morning.
Okay,
we'll be on to the next thing. I woke up and I'm like, whoa, I guess this trade didn't happen. Rather interesting how this has turned.
But when I heard about the trade, I thought, oh, this would be great. This would be a great FU from the Steelers to Antonio Brown. Guess what? We traded you to the Bills.
Right.
Congratulations. You're no longer our problem.
To Siberia, as Rock put it earlier.
Yeah, but it didn't happen, unfortunately.
So now we wait, and Diana Rossini from ESPN, speaking of
I saw that tweet.
Interesting tweets. She said the Packers were, quote, interested in looking to make moves per sources when it came to Antonio Brown. And then Packers beat reporter Rob Domofsky said the Packers won't jump in now and were not involved before. They never had any conversations with the Steelers about the receiver.
So what do we have going on here? Just reporters crushing reporters, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just people have different sources. People have different sources, and you just have to believe. I mean, I'm going to trust the guy who's covered the Packers for long time over Diana Rossini, who she has broken stories before, but she's not Rob Domofsky. She's not someone who has covered
a
team
person,
for a long time who has likely more credible sources.
There are plenty of foam rubber bumpers around that statement, though. The Packers are interested in moves to maybe think about.
Yeah, that's true.
So she wasn't really wrong.
Right, that's the thing. You can put it out there as vague as possible, and then if it does come true, you're like, see, I had it, huh? Yeah, give me credit.
Actually, that's the way I would go. I would go that way.
Yeah, there's so many ifs and maybes and –
and this is just everybody trying to be first out there to say, well, we had that. I was first on that. I reported that
first.
This
is why I have had no interest ever, ever of being a beat reporter, of being an inside. This job sucks. I mean, trying to break news. Did you guys watch?
We thought you were enjoying yourself here with us.
I love my job. I get to talk sports and speculate. Being a sports radio host is amazing. I love it. Being an insider, you know, did you guys happen to watch the Real Sports on Adam Schefter?
I didn't.
I heard about it.
I heard about it, too. I hadn't seen it yet.
It was fascinating. I mean, I don't know how – I mean, credit to his wife and his kids who just, you know, can put up with that. He has two phones at every time, and he almost – he was – breaking a story once and got into a car accident. So ESPN said, nope, you're not driving anymore. You're too valuable to us. We're getting you a driver.
That's a good gig to have when the network sees you as too valuable to drive yourself because you're working all the time.
Right.
That's pretty good.
You're too valuable to have, you know, he can't pop in a podcast on his way to work. He's got to be on his phone trying to break news. I mean, this story came out, once again, around midnight Eastern time, so they don't sleep ever. Or they have a foghorn that wakes them up like, breaking news.
Right, because I'll just get the things on my screen when I get up in the morning. There'll be 18 different things that have, well, you know.
Well, you're the one that broke the news to me about Luke Perry the other day. I was like, what?
And I wasn't trying to break any news. It showed up on my phone.
It's like, no.
That's all it was. But this Antonio Brown thing, there's no real urgency to it, right, Tim? I mean,
just want him gone.
Would he be on the field this week for the Bills? We don't even touch a football again until July, you know.
Right.
So there's no urgency
to
this. And he has
years left on his contract.
Three years left. Yep.
But for some reason, we sports fans and sports networks have just sunk our teeth into this thing, and will not stop biting. Right? Yeah. Where's he going? I don't know why.
You're blaming the sports networks for Antonio Brown being a horse's ass on social media and dragging himself out? I don't see how you're blaming sports.
No, I'm not blaming him. It's just what they're reporting. It's the story right now. I mean, he's got a platform.
He's also due
media.
A roster bonus of $2.5 million in 9 days. So that is why there's urgency.
Okay.
Yeah, for him, not for us as fans necessarily.
No, for the Steelers.
Yeah, right.
You asked about the Steelers. They want to get him out because they don't want to pay him $2.5 million in 9 days.
What if the Steelers don't trade him? Is he going to report?
No.
No?
No.
That's it?
His buddy, Le'Veon Bell, just sat out an entire season.
Oh, that's
you don't think he'll
what
do
is
it
with
again?
The Steelers and
yeah,
just
what is
sitting
with
out
the Steelers?
Seasons?
Yeah, they could have two of these 2 years in a row.
Well,
yeah.
The general manager, paraphrasing a quote, said that Ben Roethlisberger is like a father in charge of 52 children. So, you know, Ben Roethlisberger is absolutely part to blame. You think Ben Roethlisberger is perfect in this whole situation?
I guess I don't know
no,
enough.
No, I just don't know how that works.
Isn't it?
Yell at me, man.
It's rather interesting that a organization can have two of the top five players in the entire league, and they both can't get along with the organization.
All right, what's the problem they have? What's
the one consistent there is the quarterback.
What is it? What's the problem?
I don't know. I don't.
Okay, I thought maybe there were some stories that you had heard from the locker room.
Well, he also has been one who always. Last year, 2 years ago, he's like, well, I don't know. He was pulling the Brett Favre. Maybe I won't play. You know.
Yeah.
And then they drafted Mason Rudolph in the third round out of Oklahoma State, and he got all bent out of shape. He's like, well, I don't see why we need a quarterback. You know, we have a lot of other holes we need to fill, and this is ridiculous. What? You're like, you drafted a quarterback in the third round, dude. Relax.
On a scale of 1 to 10. 10 being I'd love to do that, 1, nah, don't bother. How much would you like to sit down with Ben Roethlisberger and ask him these questions? Hey, man, what's up with your team? You're kind of the common denominator here. What's going on? What are you doing in the locker room that these guys hate?
I don't know. I wouldn't have that much interest in that because I'm sure he would just deflect. You think he would give you really great answers and breaking it all down?
Let's make it like a cage match. He can't get out.
And you can pump them full of sodium pentothal.
For half of the interview.
Yeah.
That's really all you'd need.
Oh, well.
I just think there's a lot of people to blame. I think Mike Tomlin's part to blame. I think probably Art Rooney, the owner's part to blame. Obviously, the two players that didn't want to play are part to blame. Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. Everyone's to blame.
Okay. All right.
TJ Watt seems happy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's been great. He's been really good. The amazing part is this organization. It's not like they're 3-13. They were, on the doorstep of making the postseason if it weren't for some pretty terrible Ben Roethlisberger interceptions down.
You know
the
who the Steelers are? They're the family on your block that you don't really know that well, and you walk by and the kids all get good grades, and the dad comes home from work, and they have dinner at 5, and mom is always looking good, and there's no real dust ups, and then you get invited over to dinner one night, and you just. It's like, wow, this isn't what I expected at all. There's a little bit of dysfunction going on behind closed doors, and it's kind of showing up now, I guess.
Well, the crazy thing about Antonio Brown, it's not like he was, Dez Bryant, who was a first-round pick and was a head case at Oklahoma State, and people knew that. I mean, this was a sixth-round pick that emerged as the best wide receiver in the league. And now he's become this massive diva. It's rather astonishing, the rise to the crazy for Antonio Brown. And once again, he's part to blame, but I have to imagine the Steelers organization has some hand in this mess, wouldn't you say?
So you're saying there's no innocent bystanders?
No, everyone's guilty.
Okay, yeah. All right.
TJ Watt, yeah, he's innocent.
Okay.
Oh, he's innocent.
All right.
Yeah.
So when we get together and do this on Monday morning, will Antonio Brown no longer be a Pittsburgh Steeler?
I can get out of that. He will be a Pittsburgh Steeler because there's no trades official until Wednesday.
Oh, look at that.
Will there be a trade in place? Will there be some sort of announcement then between now and Monday?
I'll say he will be traded and he'll go to the Raiders.
Okay. You don't even have to pick a team. I just want to know if it would be over.
I think the Raiders make the most sense, wouldn't you say? I mean, you got John Gruden out there. He's not worried about anything. He's entering the 10-year plan. Yeah, he's entering year two of a $100 million contract. They're going to Las Vegas in 2020. They need a splash type of guy. I would not be – now, I don't think the possibility is low, but – I wouldn't be stunned if they drafted Kyler Murray and traded for Antonio Brown.
Both ends of the
sure.
You know.
They're just going to bring in all the talent and be like,
Does Oakland ever mind being the circus? I mean, because that's kind of, it seems like that's what they are. Like just
with Al Davis, go back then.
Now his son. I mean, it's like, well, send him to Oakland. Oakland will take him.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Al Davis.
Say in Vegas,
Al Davis. Al Davis was a genius, and then as he got older, just became a crazy old man, and now his bowl cut son is just a dope, and he just kind of sits there and doesn't really know what he's doing.